There were 12 candidates, but now we're down to two. State Representative Marty Walsh and Boston City Councilor John Connolly won first and second in the preliminary race for mayor of Boston yesterday. They beat 10 other candidates to advance from the preliminary round to the general election in November. In his victory speech last night, Connolly said his campaign has never been about one issue or one neighborhood.
From day one, the strength of this campaign was found across every neighborhood, every race, every ethnicity, every language, and every walk of life.
And Marty Walsh thanked his supporters as well last night, but urged them to get ready for the November election.
Tonight's a great start, but it's only a start. We've got so much more to do in the next 6 weeks, and we're going to get there. And I ask you, are you ready?
So this morning, we look ahead to the November race, and we turn to Larry DeCara, former president of the Boston City Council, who was himself a Boston mayoral candidate in 1983. DeCara says Walsh and Connolly can credit their ground games for their wins yesterday.
They both had great organizations. Between them, they probably had 2,500 to 3,000 people on the ground. They got their people out to vote. And with 12 candidates, that wins elections.
How does that change for the November election? If it was all about organization in the preliminary, how does that change for the general election on November 5th?
There will be a larger number of people voting, perhaps 140,000, maybe 150. And I expect the ground game, although it will be as important, may not be as important as it was in September.
So how do these two candidates stack up with each other?
They're both Irish Catholic males in their 40s. They both are center-left Democrats. They both probably agree on all the major issues. I think their differences are as much cultural as ideological, and it's also geographical. This is Dorchester against West Roxbury, and that means something in this city.
Well, what does it mean? What will this campaign be about?
It'll be about geography. It'll be the State House against City Hall. There's lots of different undercurrents which will be played out as people sit around the kitchen table and decide who to vote for.
What issues do you imagine will catch fire?
I expect the teachers union will be an issue. John Connolly has stated publicly he did not expect to get their endorsement. The two candidates they endorse, Consalvo and Arroyo, did not do as well as some expected them to do. And I think that'll be an important issue as to what kind of a position the new mayor will take vis-a-vis the union when it comes to radically reorganizing the school system.
Well, as city councilor, John Connolly was critical of the teachers' union contract.
Absolutely. I think he was the only person to vote against it.
And Marty Walsh, he didn't get the support of the teachers' union in the preliminary, but he had a lot of other union support, as we know. So do you expect maybe that support from teachers' union members will drift over to Marty Walsh
in
November?
It's very possible they will endorse Walsh. I'm quite certain they won't endorse John Connolly. I think it's a calculated decision on his part to stake out a position on education to which the teachers' union will be opposed.
The community of color in Boston lost straight down the line in the mayoral race tonight. All the candidates didn't make it to the top two. But could it be the kingmaker in November, especially if this contest is between two socially liberal white guys? Do you expect heavy campaign emphasis here by one or both of these candidates in the minority community?
In every election in my adult lifetime in which two white candidates have run against each other, the minority communities, initially black, now black, Hispanic, Asian, Cape Verdean, all sorts of folks, have in fact been the kingmaker. They have been on the side of the winner. They have been part of the governing coalition, and I expect the minority community will do lots of soul searching because there were so many candidates, and these folks will be at the table, and they will play a very important role, as will younger voters across the city, many of whom traditionally stay home in September.
And the outgoing mayor, Thomas Menino, remarkably neutral in this race so far. Do you expect that to continue?
I expect so. The mayor has stated on more than one occasion he will stay out of it unless someone trashes the city and I expect he will focus on finishing strong as opposed to getting into the campaign.
Larry DeCara, former Boston City Councilor, former council president, candidate for mayor himself in 1983, and now partner at the law firm of Nixon Peabody and a WBUR political analyst. Thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
Great to be here, Bob.